This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Russia is using drones made by Iran as small guided missiles against Ukraine. Weapons experts are turning to some unconventional methods, including tearing these apart, looking for ways to interrupt the supply chain of internal components for these. Reporter Dina Temple-Raston, host of the weekly Click Here podcast, has that.
Damian Spleeters is a kind of drone whisperer on the ground in Ukraine, and he's examining one now.
In front of us is a Shahed 131 that was recovered by Ukrainian forces, and we can see the carcass right there.
Spleeters is an investigator at a weapons control organization called Conflict Armament Research, and he takes apart drones like the Iranian-made Shahed 131. It has a slow, noisy engine that's more moped than weapon of destruction. That's why Ukrainians have shot a lot of them down. And that's how they end up being dissected by Damian Spleeters. Spleeters photographs the drones, then traces each little component through the global supply chain, from factory to distributor to manufacturer. Every chip, every battery, every antenna speaks to him.
It functions to me as a physical document. Its whole chain of custody and, you know, all the hands it went through.
By identifying each and every one of the drone's pieces, he hopes to find places to create a bottleneck in the weapons supply chain.
We will identify, you know, the same end users, the same distributors, and then little by little, we'll uncover the acquisition networks that Russia and Iran have been using.
The problem is some of these components are really common. They might also be parts used in TVs or phones or computers. So a manufacturer may not even know their chips have ended up inside a weapon.
So some of these components go through China, Taiwan.
This is Dan Gettinger. He founded the Center for the Study of the Drone at Bard College and is now director of publications at the Vertical Flight Society.
Suppliers in third-party countries may not even know that they are supplying components for Iranian drones. So that's part of the challenge.
Despite that, the components reveal a lot about the Iranian and Russian weapons programs. For example, most of the foreign components Spleeters and his team have found were made before 2021, so there probably aren't a lot of them left. And that could create a new bottleneck in the supply chain and perhaps prevent some of these weapons from continuing to target Ukraine. I'm Dina Temple-Raston for Marketplace.